Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Hey, are you ready for a book review full of surprises and fun facts and very, very helpful information to build your business and improve your personal life? Welcome to Early to Rise Radio. I'm your host, Craig Valentine, and this is our annual book roundup. Now, these are not only books that have been released in this year, but books that have been released for many, many, many years before this, but that I read this year. And you're going to get some really cool facts, including the most surprising book of the year that I read, some soft, you know, heart-centered book recommendations, some mind-shifting books, some leadership books, money-making books, a couple of odd books that made my list, and the three most recommended books of my year. So I recommended these three books the most to anybody all year long. No, they weren't all necessarily new, but they were very important, and you should read them too. But before we get to those, let's jump in and let's start with the most surprising book of the year. I was really surprised by how valuable Mark Cuban's book called How to Win at the Sport of Business was. Okay, so listen, Mark Cuban, very successful, Shark Tank, you know, sold some company for billions back in the day. I've heard some knocks against his actual business savvy and that sort of stuff. He got lucky in the 90s, but I'm like, okay, I'm going to get this book. But then the thing is, this book has like this really, really bad cover on it. Like it looks like a children's book illustration on the front. So I'm getting into this thing and I'm like, is this really going to be that good? But it was. You know, it's a classic, his story of being successful, and then sure enough, here are the lessons that you learn from it. He's one of those guys who is just super hardcore, goes all the way, all in, no excuses, working and outworking everybody else around him. That's Mark Cuban. So I was impressed by it. Now, it's not only like, hey, you got to outwork everybody, but there's a lot of really smart stuff in there. Some cool stories and very impressive. Hats off. I would recommend How to Win at the Sport of Business by Mark Cuban. The next book I read this year that will be of interest to you is a book that's been out forever, and yet I had never read it. And it's called I Will Teach You to Be Rich by Ramit Sethi. I highly recommend this book if you need to get your money world in order. If you're paying way too much on your credit cards, if you don't know how to use points to get free hotel rooms, if you don't know the right bank account to have, if you don't know how to save money, if you are spending too much money and don't know how to get out of debt, if you don't know how to buy a car properly, if you need some help buying a house, if you need some help investing, Ramit covers everything. Now, I read this before COVID happened, so I will say, even though it's still applicable, I would love for it to have been rewritten after, because he's probably got some new information in there. But Ramit Sethi did a great job with I Will Teach You to Be Rich. And if you think, oh, what an obnoxious title, get over it. Get over it and get the book. So I highly recommend Ramit's book as well. All right, now let's go into some soft books that I read. These are not traditional books. These are not you're going to make $1 million books, but they are books that you probably need to read if you are overcoming some demons in your life, if you're struggling with stress and anxiety. Now, obviously, there's my Unstoppable book that will help you overcome entrepreneurial anxiety so that you become super successful, plan your life, have a 90-day plan for success, and then have the tools in your toolkit to overcome anxiety. But a very, very popular book that I read that will also help you with some of those things, like the overcoming anxiety, was written by my friend Kamal Ravikant. So I've had dinner with Kamal a couple times in New York City. We were introduced, I think, by Joe Polish. Kamal is a very interesting dude. His brother, Naveed, I believe, is very successful in Silicon Valley. And, you know, Kamal writes from the gut, from the heart. I mean, there's some cringeworthy stuff in here. He goes through breakups and losing a business, and he shares it all. And you know what? We need people to share it all, because a lot of people go through these things and have no one to learn from, no one to that would understand them. And Kamal goes all in. So the book is called Love Yourself Like Your Life Depends on It. Love Yourself Like Your Life Depends on It. I think he wrote it a few years ago and then he updated it. Super powerful, and it will really change your life. Now, the second book I want to share in my soft book list is something that you've probably heard of, and there's a whole bunch of different versions. I had read the original Five Love Languages probably a couple years ago, done the test, can't remember my results. I think it's words of affirmation. It's definitely not gifts. I don't care for gifts, but words of affirmation, I believe, and physical touch, I think, are my top two love languages. But Gary Chapman, who wrote that book, has one that's specifically for men, to help men in the relationships. And you might think, oh, five love languages, that sounds ridiculous. But I tell you, I recommended this book a lot. It'd probably be my fourth most recommended book of the year. I recommended it to so many men, mostly because I don't coach that many women. And it changed some marriages for the better. It really saved a couple. And so if you haven't checked out the five love languages, start with the classic. And if you have, then get the one for men. Listen, this is a never-ending journey, and we need to learn this stuff to better our relationships with everybody. The next book I tried to read again, and I just can't get into it, is The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. I don't know why I can't get into it. Maybe because I've read The Surrender Experiment and Untethered Soul by Michael Singer, and I've read a lot of Stoic philosophy, and I've read Epictetus and Seneca and Marcus Aurelius, and maybe I'm just like, okay, yeah, I've kind of heard most of this stuff before. Now, The Power of Now is a little bit different, but it's not my Bible like it is for a few of my friends. Like my friend Greg O'Gallagher, who's a young man, very famous in the fitness world, man, he loves that book. Absolutely loves it, recommends it to everybody. But, you know, there's a lot of books, like if they hit you at the right time, they seem more significant to you than they will be to other people. The Tao Te Ching is another book that I started rereading this year. It's similar to my favorite book, The Art of Living by Sharon LaBelle, which is a translation of Epictetus's teachings. So I personally, you know, if I've reread The Art of Living, the Epictetus book, probably about 12 times. I've only read the Tao Te Ching probably 3 times. So again, it was, you know, if I had read the Tao Te Ching first, maybe I would be more of a fan of that, but I'm more of a fan of the Stoic philosophy. And then another book that I just bought, am about to reread for probably the 4th time, is Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. If I was dictator of the world or king of the world, I would force everyone, especially high school students, to read that book. I mean, there's so much to learn about what we are able to tolerate, overcome, and how to live a good life from a man who went through, you know, the absolute worst that you can imagine in the last 100 years. So Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl was another one that I read, or am rereading. And then a book that I've read half of, I am one of those people who reads probably a third or a half of a book and then goes off to another one. But this one is called The Road Less Traveled by M. Scott Peck. M. Scott Peck. And it was written in the year of my birth, 1975, has stood the test of time. And I really found the first half of it to be pretty good. Although he talks about how we can't truly love our pet dogs. It's only like this parental instinct we have. And I'm like, oh yeah, you haven't met my dog. I know I truly love my dog. Another book that's kind of different, you know, Around the Road Less Traveled approach. It's How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World. How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World. I've read this book years and years ago. Maybe I've read it twice. This will be the third time. I'm halfway through it. It's by Harry Brown, Brown with an E at the end. And Harry Brown was the libertarian presidential candidate in 2000, I believe. So you can blame him for that election. Just kidding. But Harry Brown has passed away, but he wrote this book and it helps you develop freedom mentally, financially, in your relationships from so many what he calls traps. You know, there's the group thinking trap, and there's the this trap, and then that trap, and all these things. Like, you know, people say, oh, you know, I hate the holidays because I have to spend time around my family. Well, Harry Brown would teach you to be free mentally or, you know, situationally. He'd say, well, you know, you don't just don't go. You know, if you really hate it, don't go. And, you know, that's actual freedom. And most people would say, well, I can't do that. Well, you know, Harry Brown would say, if you can't do that and you hate going, then you're not a free person. You know, so obviously it's going to be difficult for some people to get behind some of that thinking, but he also is helps you think freely in terms of setting up your business, just your total mindset. And I guess if I was an American and I had to vote for somebody, I probably would err on the side of the Libertarian Party because I'm not connected with the other two. And I believe in personal freedom and personal responsibility, which Harry teaches in this book. So how I found freedom in an unfree world is from Harry Brown. And again, this one is also written, I think, in 1982 originally. So some, you know, quote unquote classics. Another book that was written, this one was written in 1942 or 46. And it's Economics in One Lesson by, I believe it's Harry Hazlitt. I don't have the book with me right now, but you know, that is, oh man, it is really about how the economic policies, I mean, this was written in the 1940s. So what they were doing in the 1940s is super conservative compared to what they're doing now. But you know, the things that people are doing now with their money, by people, I mean, our government, well, they are just giving all of our money away and they're destroying the future. They're destroying the future because you can't just go and print up trillions of dollars. And there's certainly going to be a bad ending here. And this book talks about how, listen, you can't, you know, it's basically anti-government, which I tend to be. You know, the Libertarian book is also avoid the government and, you know, less government and stuff like that. But you just can't spend the money that you don't have. And Economics in One Lesson, if you're like, no, I believe that the government can spend our way out of trouble, you should definitely read that book. Okay, now let's get into two leadership books that have really inspired me. This is, the first one is a reread, and it's by my good friend, Bedros Koulian. And Man Up has a couple of pages about me and what I was able to do for Bedros. So if you want to learn about the structure and discipline of an eight-figure entrepreneur, you need to read Man Up by Bedros. On page 53 and 54, we talk about how he had his anxiety attacks, and then he learned discipline and structure from hanging around me for 10 years, which then allowed Bedros to go and write Man Up because he built his Fit Body Bootcamp into a $50 million a year business. And he talks about five pillars of leadership, and the first pillar is leading yourself. And we talked about that recently in a podcast about personal mastery and self-leadership. If you can't control yourself, you're going to be in a lot of problems. And, you know, today Bedros runs this thing called the Modern Day Knight Project, the project as he calls it, and it puts men through a physical test and then leadership challenges. Because, listen, you can say that you're going to be a great leader, but then you put yourself under stress. Maybe you haven't eaten in a while and you're tired and you snap at somebody. Well, listen, you're going to be in situations, just as many military leaders are, where you're going to be tired, hungry, and all that sort of stuff. It's going to be the end of the day and you're not going to be your freshest. And how you perform in that situation depends on your training and your self-leadership. So grab a copy of that. You also go through the five other pillars of leadership. Then another book, which is very, very influential and inspiring. I was recommended this book by my client, Frank Den Blanken. And Frank came to one of my workshops in 2018 and has since grown his income from $100,000 a year to $10 million a year. And Frank recommended, because Frank reads 3 hours a day and he goes through a lot of books. And he sent me a picture one day and said, get this book, The Sheikh CEO. So it's a book about the leader of Dubai. I don't want to butcher his name and I don't have it in front of me right now. But the Sheikh CEO book has a lot of lessons. There's a lot of pumping up of Dubai and blah, 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 and they're perfect and all that sort of stuff. And there's a lot of Man, the writer of the book, the author of the book, he praises Dubai a little too much. It's a little ridiculous, but it talks about the overcoming of the financial crisis. And yeah, you can definitely question this book, like, okay, well, this guy has oil and all that stuff. But, you know, they've built up Dubai so that the oil revenues are actually only 5% of the total economy. So he's done a lot. So he's not just, you know, taking oil money and pouring it into these things. And, you know, they have a, I'm taking this guy's word for it, they have a very good metro. They have the world's tallest building. So the Burj Al Khalifa, I apologize if that's wrong. So that building is 140 or 160 some stories. And originally it was planned to be 92 stories and it wasn't going to be the tallest building in the world. And the guy, and so the Sheikh said, I want the tallest building in the world. And not only did they make it the tallest building, they added like another 50 or 70 stories on top of the original building design. That's crazy. And, you know, so this guy, the Sheikh, you know, he works 20 hours a day and you can take it for what it's worth. But there's always a, even within our certain constraints, right? There's always a little bit more that we can probably do. And if you've got a guy who's focused and, you know, holding people accountable and running all these things, and he's working 20 hours a day and he's built Dubai, well, you can say, well, I don't want to build Dubai and I don't want to work 20 hours a day, but am I really as productive as possible? Am I really as focused as possible? Can I be doing more? And this book will give you a reminder that even no matter what you're building and how successful you are or aren't, you know, he talks about checking everything in the last details to make sure that they have the best lights for when the news cameras came into this new hotel where they're having a seminar. And he also sends thank you cards and thank you emails to individuals that perform well. And he challenges people to set their goals higher. And then the one thing that he did is he said, in 2 years from now, we're either going to all transition. I think this is like 2012. We're either going to all transition over to some electronic management, or we're going to have a farewell party for the people that don't transition. So imagine that you're the leader of a, you know, like say the waste disposal part of the government. And he says to you, okay, in 2 years, we're going to all transition over. And if not, we're just going to have a farewell party for you. So hopefully you're not at the farewell party. Of course, there is no celebratory party until they become the top in the entire world. So very interesting character. And, you know, he's not dead yet, as far as I know, and but working 20 hours a day. And he has bounced back, obviously, pre-COVID. He bounced back from 2008, 2009. They even called it humiliating. And they bounced back very strongly. And, you know, they had been written off time and time again by Newsweek and New York Times and all this stuff. And they've actually, you know, Dubai has had many, many successes. I haven't been there since 2006, so I can't say. And I'm sure, you know, the people talk about human rights or some other things that they will argue, say, you know, Dubai is a horrible place for this reason and that reason. But you read these books, even if you don't like the person who has written them, you read the books and you just go looking for the lessons and you take them for what they're worth. You apply what you want to apply. You dismiss what you want to dismiss. But to say, oh, I'm not going to read that book at all, or, you know, I'm not going to take any lessons from these people, it's not a great idea. Now on to the three money-making books. So we have Traffic Secrets by Russell Brunson. First of all, Traffic Secrets by Russell Brunson. And so Russell has written Dot-Com Secrets, Expert Secrets, and now Traffic Secrets. And I'll tell you what, I've recommended this book quite a bit. I had Russell on this podcast in February of 2020. I can't remember exactly what episode it was. I think like around 150-ish. And, you know, I've known Russell since 2008, since we met at Dan Kennedy event. And if you learn nothing from this book other than the Dream 100, it is an absolute game changer. And there's a YouTube video called Dream 100. So just type in Dream 100 and it'll, and this video with Russell will pop up. And it's Russell at a ClickFunnels affiliate weekend. And he's teaching the Dream 100. It's a 20-minute long video, and it'll show you probably the best part of the Traffic Secrets book, and it will really, really help almost any business in the world because it grows your network. So that's powerful. The next book that I want to share in the money-making books that I read this year is 12 Months to 1 Million by Ryan Moran. Ryan built a business up to eight figures. He built it on Amazon. He sold that company, and now he coaches other people to do the same. Ryan is another person who quoted me in their book. So Man Up quoted me, you know, Bedros quoted me, Ryan Moran quoted me. Unfortunately, Mark Cuban didn't quote me, but those two guys quoted me in their books. And the quote that's in Ryan's book is, "Success is simple once you accept how hard it is. Success is simple once you accept how hard it is." And what that means, I came up with this nearly 20 years ago when I was running my fat loss business. And I realized the people who succeed are the ones who accept how hard it will be to succeed. Just like it's going to be hard for you to have a strong marriage for 40 years. It's going to be hard for you to write a book. It's going to be hard for you to gain 20 pounds of muscle. It's going to be hard for you to lose 40 pounds of fat. It's going to be hard for you to run a business. And if you think that it's not going to be hard, then you're just doomed to failure. It's very similar to the Stockdale paradox. You know, this is from James Stockdale. He spent 7 years as a prisoner of war in Vietnam. And he said, the guys who gave up and died were the guys who thought, oh, this will be over by Christmas. But guys like him said, well, this, you know, eventually this will be over, but it ain't going to be over soon. And so we need to prepare for the worst. And it's the same with your fat loss program. If you say, ooh, this is going to be hard. I need to do a lot of planning and preparation. I need to get support. I need to get accountability. I need to have all these things in place so that on the days I don't want to do it, I go and do it. You're going to be successful. But if you think, oh yeah, I'm just going to lose 20 pounds this year, and then you wake up on New Year's Day with no plan, you're going to fail. And so Ryan quotes me in his book, 12 Months to 1 Million, because he had me on his capitalist podcast. I forget what the exact podcast is called. But then Joel Bedros and myself and Dan Fleischman, we all spoke at his annual event in January of 2019. And I was interviewed by Ryan before that. And so that's where he got the quote from was from the interview, and he put it in his book. So if you want to build a business, if you want to learn how to do, you know, build your customer avatar and find a great offer, and you especially want to build your business as an e-com or Amazon business, then you really do need to get Ryan's book. The next money-making book has a funny title. It's Confessions of a Persuasion Hitman by my friend Ian Stanley. And you can get this at persuasionhitman.com, and make sure you pay attention to the upsells that he has in the free plus shipping offer, because Ian is all about increasing your average order. He's about making the most money from the least amount of work. He's about the 80-20 rule. He's about maximizing email delivery and maximizing email performance and monetization. He's a funny guy. He's made a whole bunch of videos about very famous internet people like Grant Cardone, for example. Ian has made spoof videos where he calls himself Can't Gardone. And I believe he made one about me and said, called himself the world's most undisciplined man. And he made one about Ty Lopez and called himself Lie Topez. And he does all these things, gets a ton of views on it, has built a huge email list, has a very systematic formula, a factory, if you will, for getting people onto an email list to buy initial product, and then he sells higher value products like copywriting courses and all this stuff. I have a good friend, Connor Larkin, son of the very famous Tim Larkin, who wrote Violence is the Answer. Another interview for another day. But Connor Larkin came to one of my coaching programs. He was in my coaching for a long time. He had never heard of copywriting until he met me. I introduced him to Ian Stanley at one of my mastermind meetings. And now Connor is the head copywriter for Ian. It's just amazing how all of these connections work. And so Connor is going to be helping Ian, and Connor is going to be helping his father, Tim Larkin, build their businesses. Now let's do a total 180 here and talk about a book that you probably didn't expect me to read this year. And it was called Empire by Elena Cardone. Elena Cardone. So Elena Cardone is the wife of Grant Cardone, and together they've built an empire, and she has some very politically incorrect advice on how to build an empire. So you can take it for what it's worth. Again, you can dismiss it and say, oh, I'm not going to read that woman's book. Just like some people say, oh, I don't like Grant Cardone and don't, you know, get any lessons from him. I think that's a bad way of looking at things. And you don't have to like the person, but provided they're not giving you criminal advice, like, just read their stuff and learn and apply what you want from it. If you can learn from someone you dislike, well, you know, that's going to help you in the long run. You know, like if you're a Republican, you got to learn from the Democrats. And if you're a Democrat, you need to learn from the Republicans if you want to win the next election to see who did what right. So Elena has an interesting book. She has a fascinating story from being a punk rock kid in Louisiana. She became a movie star. She shoots guns. She, you know, didn't like Grant at first. They eventually got married, and now they have quite an empire. So she also has some very politically incorrect suggestions on how to build yours. Another weird book that I ordered, it's huge. It's like you get a workout reading, lifting this thing. It's Ben Greenfield's Boundless. Ben Greenfield's book, Boundless. I haven't read the entire thing. It's like an encyclopedia. So I don't know if I'm quoted in it. I don't think I am. But I was on Ben's podcast years ago. He has one of my Perfect Day formula kits. And Ben is a biohacker. So if you want to biohack your sleep, your testosterone, your fat loss, your this, your that, your endurance, your recovery, whatever you want to biohack, Ben talks about it in his book, Boundless. There's going to be a lot of stuff you're going to roll your eyes at. You're going to go, no way. You're going to, you know, discount. But again, we don't have to agree with the author. Like, who agrees with everything another author says? You have to go in there and you have to do the stuff. So check out Boundless by Ben Greenfield. And now that leads me to the three books that I recommended the most in 2020. And none of them were written this year, although one of them was written recently. The first book is from my mentor, Mark Ford, aka Michael Masterson. So if you look up this book, it's written by Michael Masterson, which is the pen name that Mark Ford used to write all of his articles at earlytorise.com and the book Ready, Fire, Aim. So Ready, Fire, Aim goes and shows you how to build a business from zero to 1 million, 1 million to 10 million, 10 million to 50 million, 50 million to 100 million. Different phases, different stages. And Mark has built multiple businesses over $50 million. So he knows what he's doing. He's a big part of Agora, which is a billion-dollar newsletter company, which is the company that I bought Early to Rise from. And he's got great advice in there. And the number one thing that I tell people that they need to get out of this book is the emphasis on sales that you must have when you are starting your business. And most people do not sell enough, and that's why their business goes under really fast. You must get leads, and you must learn how to convert those leads into actual paying customers. A lot of people love to do the social media, and they'll start a podcast, and maybe they'll write a book. But you know, if you don't have an audience and you don't have a sales funnel, what's the sound of, you know, writing a book is like the sound of one hand clapping. You know, did it actually even happen? You know, tree that fell in the forest. Did it really? If no one saw it? So you need to understand, as Mark Ford / Michael Masterson says in Ready, Fire, Aim, you need to be spending 80% of your time selling. 80% of your time on the journey from zero to $1 million must be spent selling. So once you have your product, just go and sell. Go and sell. You don't need to, you know, have this entire customer service team built out if you're not making any sales. It's like buying all the equipment at a, you know, spending tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars at a gym and then not having any members. Like, you should have just had a warehouse and try to get some people in for a boot camp and prove that you can get people to pay you. Go and get people to pay you. Now, deliver a great product, of course, but make sure that you are focusing your energy and efforts on what a business needs. Sales are the oxygen for a business. No sales, no oxygen, the business dies. And I don't want that to happen, because it's hard as heck in this day and age with the government against us to grow our businesses. The second most recommended book this year was Never Split the Difference. In fact, I recommended this book so much and I studied it so much that I even bought the masterclass.com program. I got a subscription to it. And I watched the very first thing that Michelle and I watched was the masterclass with Chris Voss. And he teaches a little bit more stuff than was in the book. The book is actually better than the masterclass, but the masterclass has some good mock negotiations. So you learn a little bit like that. Get the audiobook, get the book, do the one page sheet at the back. Yeah, he does call it a one sheet. So it's a one page sheet for negotiations. The questions he asks you at the back after you've gone through the book will help you in any negotiation for buying a car, for buying a home, for negotiating with your kids to brush their teeth. If you want to win negotiations, and have better conversations and learn and, you know, solve your differences and not split the differences, then you need Chris Voss's book. He's a good storyteller. Actually, the person who wrote the book with him is a great storyteller. Taj, I believe, or Taz or something. I mean, this guy, it was really, really great. And you'll get entertained and you'll get really, really good information. Now, similar to that book, I bought another one by Trey Gowdy. Trey Gowdy is, I believe he has a radio show. He was a South Carolina, I don't know if he was a senator or, you know, again, I'm not from South Carolina, although I do own two Fit Body boot camps there. And I'm not American, so I don't know what role Trey had in the government. But he has a book called Doesn't Hurt to Ask. And he's actually a trial lawyer. Believe a prosecutor in South Carolina. And Trey's book, Doesn't Hurt to Ask, is all about asking the right questions. It wasn't as good as Never Split the Difference. So if you only can read one of those, get Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss. But Trey's book is not too bad as well. Now, finally, the number one book I recommended this year was my book, The Perfect Week Formula. I recommend this almost daily to people. If someone's going to start with one of my books, is it Perfect Day Formula, Unstoppable, or Perfect Week Formula? I'm going to tell you, go to perfectweekformula.com right now. Get that book. It's the newest book. It covers all of the things. It's going to be the best book. It was actually not written by me. It was written by Austin Gillis using all the stories that I told him. I taught my Perfect Week Formula seminar probably 100 times. So it was so refined, and I just, you know, had him watch the seminar. I had him, you know, we went through a bunch of stories. Austin was able to write in my voice. His name is on the book, so he's not a ghostwriter. He's a co-writer. And we put together the exact formula you need to build your time blocks, to have more family time, to make more money, to make sure that you get the recovery, all of that stuff. It really is my best book. So go to perfectweekformula.com and grab it. And that's the number one most recommended book that I told people to get in 2020. I don't have any plans to write another book, so it's probably going to be my number one most recommended book in 2021, although we gave away a ton of Unstoppable books because we know how important it is to help people get through anxiety. So if you want that one, if you want Unstoppable, How to Overcome Anxiety and Dominate in Business and Life, go to craiglikes.me/unstoppable, and you can download that for free. You can download the ebook or audiobook for free. craiglikes.me/unstoppable. So there you go. And if you have those two books, go to freeperfectdaybook.com and get the other one. Now you have all three of my books, the trilogy of helping people become more productive, more efficient, more effective, and have more success and less stress. All right, this is Craig Valentine with the 2020 book review. That was a lot of fun. There's so many books, man. I just wish I could read all day long, you know, like 6 or 7 hours a day, and just jump from one book to another. But I am going to commit to reading in a more focused way, get through these books, and come back at you in 2021 with at least one more, if not two, book reviews where you can get the big nuggets from what I've read. And I would love to hear from you. What are you reading? What should I read next? Hit me up. Send me an email at support@earlytorise.com or hit me on Instagram @RealCraigValentine and tell me the books that you're reading. Then head over to iTunes and give us a 5-star rating. And then go to perfectweekformula.com and grab your book. And if you're ready to go to the next level, if you're like, okay, Craig, I've read your books, I need your coaching, go to craigvalentine.com, fill out the application to work with me, and we'll help you build your business and grow it fast and help you have more time for your family. I'm leading by example. It's time, family time for me. So I'll talk to you soon, my friend.